Radio, FM, Clinton, New York.
Thank you. Gotta say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. doing a Radiola back to work, because it is time to go back to work here at Radiola, and you'll all appreciate that, I'm sure, and I'm sure many of you don't appreciate it that much. But that's what it feels like. Start to, you know, time to crack down. Last week was the last blast, and last time you could, you know, kind of enjoy yourself and let it go and have fun with it. This week we're going to get, mildly serious, because there's still Labor Day after all. You can still put your feet up one more weekend, and then you got to go get serious. That's if you're on the scholastic schedule. Of course, if you're on a regular schedule, you work all the time, so it doesn't matter, does it? Nobody gets a vacation in this country. In fact, you might get a vacation from one of your jobs, but not both of them. That's so you can afford that dental plan that you value so much. We began with, by the way, I'm Andy Sr., and this is Radio. Did I say that? WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. We began with Paul Robeson, Brunswick Concert Orchestra, Old Man River, 1932. The lyrics are a little friendlier for this station, because I'm sure that I keep expecting people to come in with picket signs, although... thank God they haven't as of yet. And after that, that's a work song. If that isn't a work song, I don't know what is. And Bugle Call Rag. Mills Brothers, 1932 also on Brunswick. Wonderful stuff there. Oh, yes. And Willard Robeson with our theme. And I got to love that. Yes, indeed. Also tonight, we're going to be playing selections from the Sophie Tucker CD, which was just released on Archaeophone. So you'll hear some great stuff, marvelous early recordings of Sophie from around 1910 and a little later. The CD is called The Origins of the Red Hot Mama, and that was from 1910 to 1922, and they are the best transfers I've ever heard. That's on Archaeophone. You can find those links on my Radiola blog. Also, you can, there's a band I want to talk to you about in a little while that I happened to see last Saturday, and I've always asked for a CD if I see a good band. And their CD is quite good, so I'm going to play some cuts from that. That would be the Baby Soda Jazz Band. You're going to hear some of that a little later. Here's Jimmy Joy's orchestra, and this starts it off pretty well here. And why wouldn't it? I got worry. Of course I do, don't you?
Thank you.
Yeah, that was, I saw that group, or certain members of that group. Anyway, it's a free-floating and interchangeable collective of very interesting musicians. I was in Essex Fells last Saturday and Sunday, and Saturday night was a party for my wife's sister and brother-in-law. They're my in-laws too. I have to say that I never assume I have in-laws. I just consider the people who put up with me when I show up, but they're very nice people. And they had a 40th anniversary party, and hired for that engagement by some of their descendants, their children, was a group called the Baby Soda Jazz Band. And I went up to them and I said, well, they walked in with a very interesting looking bass thing, a box bass, and a little cymbal thing which you step down with your foot. And I realized these guys knew what they were doing, and of course they did, and got to talk to Jared Engel and Orrin Etkin and their other members, I think Peter Ford, and I didn't get the name of the trombonist, but great group. But on this is their CD, which is called Cures Everything But the Blues. And I got their CD because I said, you know, you guys, you know, they wondered if I knew who they were. I said, well, not yet, I don't, but I'm going to listen. And I was, they're marvelous. They're just marvelous. That was Minor Drag. And on that was Ben Pulser on trumpet, Patrick Harrison on accordion. Oh, I love that. Jared Engel on banjo, Peter Ford on the box bass, David Lang La on the washboard. And, they're going to be playing, and then you'll have, and joining them later will be Dan Levinson. He sits in with them in Washington Square. So this has been Dan Levinson month here on Radiola. But you're going to hear more of him because, of course, he's wonderful. But that was recorded in 07. Lovely stuff. And you can go to their site through my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type Radiola into Google. It'll get you right there. You'll find links to their MySpace page and their domain site that they have. It's lovely stuff, really. Before that, Oscar Levant was playing the piano, accompanying Rudy Weedoft on the song of the Volga Boatman, and that's how it feels like when you're, cracking the whip there. Jimmy Joy's Orchestra, I Got Worried, 1928, off in Old Brunswick. I tried to clean it up a bit. I didn't want to do too much to it, though. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and yes, I'm feeling a slight burst of energy, which could mean anything. Perhaps it's ominous. This is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And now, speaking of wonderfulness, here's Sophie Tucker, and this fits in with our theme. In 1910, on the new CD, Origins of the Red Hot Mama, on Archaeophone. Check that out. There's a link there too. My husband's in the city. Oh, Sophie.
When summer comes, we go away to mountains or seashore. I can't take hubby with me, poor boy. He must stay home, mind the store. You bet he's having one great time, although he writes to me, I'm feeling blue. But he hasn't got a thing on me. Hooray, I have a good time too. Away. So he comes. something like that in my family. And he only says till someday, hooray, hurrah, hurrah.
Thank you. the joke. Lee, come over from China just to try to get us some dough. Lee, go away, ah, but John, he's a stay. When they meet the other day, his water he's got to say. Hey, where do you work, Lee? No, I say, where do you work, Lee? What do you do, Lee? All say, I can't understand you, Lee. Oh, the Delaware Lacka one. Hey, ah, ah,
that was Les Stevens and his orchestra with a, working with a cohort in there, which I think was Leo Dale. I think that's who it was. Although, that's just my memory working. Yes, Where Do You Work It, John? That is one of the probably less offensive versions of that song, and that's why I chose it, that it's about work, and I'll stand by that. Nothing really derogatory in there. It's just anyone who's offended by that would have to be offended by the entirety of American history. And believe me, there are people up here at Hamlin who are. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. And we're having a good time tonight. At least I am. I think I am. Before that, Frank Crummett and the Virginians, 1923. And that's what I should be doing, minding my business. Indeed, business, work, all that fun stuff. We began with Sophie Tucker. Her husband's in the city, and she's having a blast. And she's, you know, he goes home, and she's, you know, she revs up. You know, Monday through Friday, she's having a good time. She doesn't even want to see him. But pretty hot stuff for 1910. And we get hotter still with some of our other recordings on that disc. It is a wonderful disc, and I highly recommend that to you. I just got it yesterday, which is why it's on the show tonight. Sophie Tucker, Origins of the Red Hot Mama on Archaeophone, and the links are all there on my Radiola blog. Also on the radio blog, well, you'll see all kinds of great shows and musicians and other things. Links, of course, on our the current playlist, links to the Baby Soda Jazz Band, whom you will hear more of forthcoming. And well, very soon, next, well, let's say in about 15 minutes or 20 minutes or so. Adrian Rollini, well, half an hour. Let's give it a half hour. Adrian Rollini and his orchestra. Coming up with Red McKenzie. Here's more work songs for you. I gotta, you know, keep going. I gotta get up and go to work, and that's what my wife says to me. And I say, well, okay, let's just have to stay up and read by myself then. 1933. That's off of Melatonin, I think that group of labels.
Thank you. Yankee yacht. My champagne could fill up any cellar. Oh, hum, there goes the alarm clock. Gotta get up and go to work again. Acting awfully bored, I loaned a bus to Henry Ford. Broke a date with John D. Rockefeller. Oh, hum, there goes the alarm clock. Gotta get up and go to work again. No more sleep today, must be on my way, must forget the night and all its thrills. Gotta make some dough, oh, an hour ago, I lit cigarettes with dollar bills. Going out to dine, I met a girl who was divine. Soon we both were headed for Niagara. Oh, hum, there goes the alarm clock. Gotta get up and go to work again.
Thank you.
Nice work if you can get it. No, that's good work, but I think the job has already been applied for and possibly taken, so you might want to check into that store stocking job instead, the shelves and all that. But, you know, that's a good job. If you can find that, you know, you'd have to, you know, put it up on whatever job service you're looking for. Nice work if you can get it by the Gershwins, sung by Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson and his group there on, yes, in the 1937. Lovely stuff. And I'm happy with that, yes. Before that, Tommy Dorsey, got to get up and go to work again. That's more like reality, although the person is very, seems to dwell in a dream world, which, if I did that, it would get very boring because my real life and my dream life are about as interesting as each other, which is to say, not terribly. This is the most fun I have while I'm standing up, anyway. Here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we began with Adrian Rollini and his orchestra, Reverend McKenzie, on the vocal there. I Gotta Get Up and Go to Work. A little better song, yeah. 1933. Well, it's a lovely night here. Beautifully clear, gorgeous evening. And I'm happy to be here. It's just gorgeous. So, yeah, I'm hoping the show will go well this year. It's the start of a new season. This is sort of like the last of the preseason here at HCL, but with any luck, we'll continue until they decide I'm just too much of a loudmouth, and they'll find somebody more diffident. By the way, program note for you is, Mark Fuller will probably have a show sometime next week, but you'll have to check in because we don't know what's going to happen next week easily. I think he'll be on Saturdays again, and that would be 8 o'clock. I'm on Fridays, of course, but you may have to wait till Saturday to hear Mark, and he'll be doing his regular retro radio, which is all those oldies, those great oldies from the 50s and 60s that you remember. And, lots of radio spots, commercials. He's a master of that, and he does a better job than I do, for one thing, but than a lot of people do, for another thing. He's a pro and a very, very great broadcaster. So tune in next week, probably at 8 o'clock on WHCL on Saturday. You'll hear him, but that's a week from tomorrow. But I just thought I'd mention him. Because I wanted to. We're going to continue now back to the grind. And boy, do I mean the grind. Texas Alexander in 1928. Both Eddie Lang and Lonnie Johnson on this side. Playing gorgeous guitar work here. The Work Ox Blues. Or it just says Work Ox. There's no the, but that's pretty self-evident when you hear it.
Mama, I ain't gonna be your old work ox no more. Mama, I ain't gonna be your old work ox no more. You done fooled around, woman, let your ox get bored. Get up early in the morning, just a while for day. She will get up early in the morning, just a while for day. Then cook your breakfast, man, rush you. Come and daddy, no mops is gone. Come in, daddy, no mops is gone. You can never tell when your ox is coming back home. You can never tell what these double-crossing women will do. You can never tell what these double-crossing women will do. That they will have your buddy, then play fake on you.
Break your back, and when I want give the credit where credit's really due. You've heard that many times before, it's really nothing new. The man who works the hardest, he never gets a dole. And here's another little thing I'm positive you know. Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy. Now the captains get the Mars, the generals get the stars, the soldiers do the fighting, and all they get is scars. Now a baby cries for mama, but he never even recognizes dad. Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
Like to have a beer with, if then possible. Of course, he died in 1936, so that would have been impossible. Tom Stacks with the Six Jumping Jacks under the direction of Harry Reeser, whom you heard on banjo there in The Coat and the Pants Do All the Work, and the vest gets all the gravy. And, well, if you don't wear a vest, it usually winds up on your undershirt. Anyway, before that, my tribute to middle management and all the authoritarian things to which that may accrue. Noah Beery and the Vitaphone Orchestra, The Whip, 1930, and that's a very. I think they should play that at Walmart meetings too, for the middle managers. You know, the guys who are in charge of departments. Just to keep things going. Just to keep it going. And before that, Texas Alexander with Lonnie Johnson and Eddie Lang playing behind him, Work Ox Blues, 1928. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thanks so much for listening tonight. I don't know if anybody's streaming because the computer is still out of whack. But we're going to continue now with another selection from the amazing Baby Soda Jazz Band. And Dan Levinson is on this one. In 2007, here he is, Creole Love Call. You'll hear that clarinet in there.